you and I know right from wrong. Amen. It's just something innate within us that helps us to know what's right from wrong without anybody telling you. He says that it is the conscious in verse 15 who show the works of the law written in their hearts. These Gentiles, their conscience is a witness. And it helps them to get it together. But now you may not be able to get together, but do know that there's a day coming. He says that there is a day coming. Amen. When God will judge everyone. Do know that the day has been set. One day, I don't know when. We pass by it every year. Every year, I don't know if it's going to be on Monday, Tuesday, 16th, or the 30th, but we pass by it every year. Every year we pass by. It just as we pass by our death date on calendars. We don't know when the date is until we die, but it's been on the calendar all the time. But we know that he says in the day, and so since there's going to be a day, you have to be ready. You have to be right, and you have to be real. He says that there is a day. The Lord give me strength. I done kind of ran out of juice up here. The truth of the matter is that he says that in the day when the Lord shall judge the secrets of men, amen, by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Paul says that there is a day coming, and the Bible makes it plain that we are going to stand before God. We must all stand before Christ to be judged. Each of us will receive what we should get. Isn't that interesting? Amen. Amen. You're going to get what you ought to get. You see, amen, we're going to get what we ought to get. It's not a good or bad. Amen. Oh, whatever the situation, we are going to get what we should. There is a fair judgment day coming in the midst of all this judging going around. Amen. Amen. One day, amen, the judge is going to court. Amen. There is a day when we are going to be judged, whether it be good or whether it be bad. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but God has. God is the judge. Amen. That's what's so good about it, is that God is the judge. Amen. And do you want God to be your judge? He has all the facts. I can't be your judge because I don't know enough. You can't be my judge. You don't know enough. But he knows all the facts. He knows what they left out. He knows what they overlooked. God says, I'm going to be the judge. Amen. God is the judge. We'll have to answer to God. Yes. It's going to be revealing because we can do something and it don't necessarily carry, amen, the quality it ought to carry. Amen. Amen. We there is a day of reckoning. There is a day when people may let us off the hook. People may get fooled. People may let us by. But there is one who won't miss nothing. He's the righteous judge. Oh, you'll get a fair trial. Tell your neighbor, you'll get a fair trial. Don't worry about it. Just make sure you're right. You're going to get a fair trial. Just make sure that you're right in your actions. You'll get a fair, I can promise you, you'll get a fair trial. Now, the trial that people give you is not the last trial. There's another trial coming. And I can promise you that trial, you will get a fair trial. You will get a fair trial. He knows everything. And he is going to judge and see what sort things are. You see, it's the quality of each person's work that will be seen when Christ exposes it. What you do, your work. Amen. You see, you can put it up as being good, but he's going to see what the quality is. He's going to see if it's got good quality. Have we got a witness? Yeah. If you get something that's don't have good quality, amen. Amen. If you put it under pressure, then it'll buckle. Yeah. Have we got a witness? Yeah. Yeah, we can do a lot. We can show a lot. But on that day, he will reveal everyone's work, and the fire will set tests. We'll test it and show its real quality. Amen. Amen. The real story. Amen. You see, we can't be each other's judge. But there's one coming who is going to find out. The truth will come out when he judges. He is the righteous judge. It's the quality of the work. It's not the quantity. I don't care how much work you've done. Somebody said, let the works I've done speak for me. They will. I can't see quality. All I can see is quantity. But then the quality one day will be tested. Was it genuine? Was it real? Was the motive intact? That's what is going to happen when God puts the torch to our deeds. Is God is going to go all the way down past what you did to why you did it. And that's the determining factor. What was the motive? Let me get on out of here. The fact of the matter is God is going to examine the motives of our hearts. Amen. Why are you here this morning? Amen. What brought you to church? And I hope if the right thing brought you to church, I'd be saying, who brought you to church? I'd derail the sermon if I told you, if I started talking about him. Because he's so good. Do anybody know him? Can I stop right here and start shouting? I'll walk to church. I'll catch the bus to church. You can stay in the bed, but I'm going to church. Oh Lord, I feel a derailment coming on. I better. you see, he's so good. Amen. And I got to make sure the quality has gone in. It didn't matter about the quantity. It's all about the quality. Amen. God is going to examine the quality to see if it'll stand up under his weight. He says that there's going to come a time when testing at Christ's judgment day to see what kind of material each builder has used. Everyone's work will be put through the fire. So that all can see whether or not. will it keep its value, or will it buckle on examination day? It looked good. I put it up to be good. Amen. I showed it to be good. I put on for it to be good. But on judgment day, the truth gonna come out. And it's good that we have this examination this morning so we can check ourselves. I know you're ready to go home. The truth of the matter is, but this is a good sermon. You need to be, this is a good day to be at church, because it lets us know if you get this day right, you may not have to come to church anymore. Because if your works are not right, if you're not coming for Christ, then you may as well stay at home. Go to the mall. Put your money somewhere else. Because one day God is going to judge. Oh, Lord. I didn't get it on the screen, but I said you got to be ready, because he's coming. The day has been already set in its own calendar already. And I don't know which one it is. Don't let nobody tell you they know which day it is, by the way. They don't know either. They lying. They don't know. Don't no man know the day, nor the hour. But it is a day and it is an hour when he shall come. Well, the fact of the matter is that justice will be served on everything and on everybody. Have we got a witness? And God is going to examine the motives and see if this stuff will stand up under pressure. Amen, amen, amen. Because the Bible says that judgment, therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Amen. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness. And you know what he's going to do? Expose the motives. Oh, Lord, that's going to, I got to make sure my motives are right. He's going to judge the motives of men's hearts. And can't nobody do it but him. And at that time, each one will receive his praise from God. And that's who I want to be praised by, is God. Do you? I may praise you, but will God praise you? It's a big difference in me praising you and God praising you. Because I can be fooled. And even the church sometimes can become so, I guess I use that dirty word, political. Politics mess up everything. A lot of folk who ought to be locked up got out because of politics. A lot of folk passed the test when they should have failed the test. Politics just messes up. Everything be going fine. But people play politics. Parties play politics. Politics. It's all about the politics. I know they right. I know they wrong. But it's politics. You get it? It's politics. Politics. Oh, corrupts everything. Politics is a dirty word in America. Because political expediency can set you free. I wish I had a witness. Or it can make you guilty. It can work both ways. But we don't have that problem with God. Because he's not a politician. You see, some folk play politics, and even church folk will play politics on you. Don't fool yourself. They all not in, amen, the White House. Some of them at the church house. The fact of the matter is that people will play. You say, well, I don't believe that. Not church folk. They've been washed in the blood. I think there's a little politician in all of us. I really do. Include me. It's not good, but it's there. I think it is. Don't you? Is it in you? The fact of the matter is that John chapter 12, verse 43, says that Jesus had been sharing, and as he was sharing, some people really wanted to follow him. Some chief leaders wanted to follow Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 43, I believe it is. And what we find out basically is that because of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, amen, they would not follow him, amen, because he would put them out of the synagogues. People do things for others who are in power. It can be wrong, and they'll still do it for others in power. They knew Jesus was right. They knew his message was on target. But because of politics, because they didn't want to get put out the church, they decided they were just going to deny Jesus. They would not confess him publicly. He says that in the day God will judge the secrets. That word is translated really motives. It can refer to motives of the heart. It's the motives of the heart. That's what God is going to judge. He's going to judge the motives of the heart. There is a day, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, then comes the judgment. Amen, amen, amen. One version renders it this way. It says, the fact of the matter is, it says that the day will surely come when God's command, Jesus Christ, will judge the secret lives of everyone, their innermost thoughts and motives. This is all part of God's great plan, which I proclaim. Amen. Paul said, this is what it's all about. The time is going to come when God is going to judge the whole thing. Don't you get tired of folk getting away with murder? Huh? Folk do you wrong, and they get off the hook. At work and other places, they get away with it. Aren't you tired of folk getting by who need to be locked up? Huh? Well, the fact of the matter is that God is going to judge the motives, and there are those who may even do good deeds, but they got bad motives. And if you do good deeds with bad motives, you ain't going to get credit for it. Have you got a witness? Amen. Amen. God is not going to give you credit for it. The fact of the matter is that God is going to judge the secrets of men's hearts. Amen. And he's going to judge us. But this is not about sins. It's about sincerity. It's about whether your motive was right, whether you were sincere or not. Are you sincere in your motives to God as you deal with God? The secrets, the day is going to come when God is going to judge, and we are going to have to answer, and therefore, you not only need to be ready, but you need to be right. Are you judging somebody? Are you against someone? Are you hating on somebody? Have you mistreated? Are you mistreating somebody? Amen. The only thing I can say is, you better make sure you're right. Make sure that you're right. Because that's what the determining factor is. You got to make sure that you are right. Amen. Amen. God is going to judge, and we've got to make sure that we are right, because we're going to have to answer to Almighty God. And sometimes we have motives. They are political motives. Sometimes, and this is going to really make you mad, sometimes people don't go to church because of God. They go to church because of their children. Amen. What was your motive? Amen. It was a Christmas play. And we should. So now, don't get me wrong. We all should support. And it shouldn't stop you from coming. But as I said earlier, my motive for being here, why am I preaching? Is it my motive? What is my motive for preaching? I can spend all kind of years, 30 years here if I want to. And it can be for the wrong reason, and it all goes up in smoke. And I may come up with ashes. You better make sure your motive is good. Because on judgment day, the truth of the matter is that you better be right. Amen. That's the key right there. You better be right. If you're against something, if you're against someone, if you've judged somebody, if you're mad at somebody, if you come down on somebody, you better be right. That's the only thing. Amen. You better make sure you're right. Make sure that you're right. Amen. Make sure that you're right. A day of reckoning is coming. And while people will let you off the hook, the fact of the matter is that God is the one that's going to be the judge. So he says, you better be right. The motives of men are going to be judged by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Amen. That's what's going to happen. This is the proof unto all men. What's going to show me that I'm going to be judged? How are you going to show me the proof that I'm going to be judged? Because it's going to be because by him who he raised from the dead. How many of y'all know God, Jesus got up from the dead? Now, how many of y'all believe Jesus got up from the dead? Because this is the proof. If Jesus got up from the dead, God is pointing to him for proof. He's going to judge the world, and the proof of the pudding is the fact that if Jesus got up, I can guarantee you that God is going to judge. God is going to judge. Amen. God is going to judge, and he's going to judge the motives. Amen. He's given proof to everyone. And God is going to judge. Paul talks about the day when our works are going to be, it can either be gold, silver, a precious stone, or wood, hay, a stubble. And the gold, silver, a precious stone, when you put them in the fire, they're just going to come out better. Amen. When your Christianity is tested, I mean when it's really burned, I mean, when the torch is wide open, amen. It don't really make it burn up. It makes it better. The fire purifies it. It don't make it worse. It don't melt down. It gets better. Fire, gold, silver, precious stone. Put the fire to it all day. It's just going to get better and better. You're just making it strong. Anybody in here been in the fire? Have you been tried? Oh, we don't like to be tried in the fire. We don't want no fire. It's hot. I don't want it. The fire. I don't want to be tried. But if you got wood, hay, and stubble, you put the match to it. You're just going to find a pile of ashes. I'm talking to you about why you coming to church. I'm talking about why you serving in church. I'm talking about who you hating on. I'm talking about who you after. I'm talking about who you're against. I'm talking about why you put on your clothes every Sunday morning. I'm talking about why you putting money in the offering plate. I'm talking about why you singing your song. I'm talking about why you preaching that sermon. I'm talking about why you serving in an office. I'm talking about why you take that office as a deacon. Why you take that office as a trustee. I'm talking about what I'm talking about. I'm talking about why do I do the things that I do for the Lord? Is it really for the Lord or is it for you? What is my motive? Do I want to be seen? That brings me to my next point. Jesus says, don't put it in if you're trying to be seen of men. Why? Because you don't have no reward. If I did it to be seen, Matthew 6:1. When you give your alms, why did you take the office? Why did you sing the song? Why did you wear the uniform? Why you drive down there to that church? Was it for the Lord? Are you getting better with the trials and tribulations? Or is it burning you up? That's what's really. Will it go the long haul? Will it make it? Will it make it? Will it make it? Will it make it through the fire? But when I go on through the fire, then my works will speak for me. Yes, let the works that I've done speak for me. John said, you better get your act together, scribes and Pharisees. He was down there preaching. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. And when he was down there preaching in the wilderness of Judea, he looked up and saw the scribes and the Pharisees. And he asked them a very poignant question. Who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? You know judgment day is coming. Who has warned you to flee? Bring forth, get your act together before you come down here trying to get me to baptize you. Bring forth fruit, meat for repentance. Don't come down here getting wet. You still shacking up. You still smoking this. You still going to the club. Don't come to the church and get wet. You better get your act together if you're going to represent me. You're carrying my name. You're Christians. Oh. Have your kids ever embarrassed your name? You say, I don't even want you to know. You have to remind them, do you know that you are a foster? What did you do? You can't have this kind of credit. We don't do that. Amen. Remember when President Obama was in office and he was talking about some things that was going on? He said, this is not what we do. Well, he said, now look, who has warned you? You better get you all's act together before you get baptized. Now, you done got baptized and rebaptized, and you still acting crazy. Quit worrying folk about baptizing you. You better get your act together. Amen. The fact of the matter is, that's what he said. You better get your act together. And them folk go to church all the time, and they don't get their acts together. I come to tell you, you better be real if you're going to serve God, because he's real. How many of y'all know he's real? We're not serving a figment of our imagination.